Introduction, Elemental Grace Alliance Discourses, Archimus and Rosa, Pleiadians, 16th June 2015. We are Archimus and Rosa, and we have come representing the High Council of the Pleiadian Star System. We are the living embodiment of what humans would call the twin flame unity of consciousness, one heart and two bodies. We live in a realm of beauty, love, and freedom for all. We know the Creator's love, and our people live by the codes and charters that only embrace love, peace, and joy. By the fiat of giving unconditionally to all life, we indeed have been a very integral part of the human experience. While living in a vibrational field that is midway between the Earth's third and sixth dimension, and the place in which this council presently is transmitting from, we have made vast contributions regarding the genetic programming of human DNA. And we ourselves have many of our own people who left here and incarnated upon Earth to assist in the development of God's plan. We have been elected by our council to represent the Pleiades, principally because we ourselves represented once before a council of this sort that Peter and his colleague Mel had initiated and summoned. Our councils were deeply moved by the events and decisions that unfolded through the Melvatic Alliance Council. We believe that it was virtually impossible for such a proposal to be agreed upon, and yet through love and love alone, a miraculous thing happened. Archangel Lucifer relinquished his hold as Satan upon humanity after 200,000 years of control by changing his fiat and charge, rewriting his charters with God. This was indeed possible, and it all came about through a pair of human beings who followed a dream of helping humanity in a way that stepped well outside of the box of human conscious thinking. We look around and do not see Peter's spiritual brother Mel this time. Nevertheless, we have come, and we are honor-bound to be here. We are not sure at this time why we, the Pleiadian people, have been elected directly, because there are many more highly qualified groups of beings who could be at these levels of representation here than ourselves. We would therefore respectfully ask Peter now if he could make clearer his intentions for calling us forth expressly and explaining what role he inevitably sees us playing. Archimus and Rosa stepped back in a way that invited Peter, me, to speak of this request. Dear Rosa and Archimus, bless you, but it is not my place to tell you what your role is within this alliance. That would be self-righteous, self-directing, and self-indulgent. I wish to be none of those things. That is not my intention here or anywhere else. My Elemental Grace Alliance proposal was not about how all this should or should not take place, but to simply ask the question out loud and step back and see what happened. And in the process, to be completely open to any potentiality of finding a radical solution to an age-old problem. To simply ask the question and see how God would respond. And because He did with so much positivity, we are all gathered here to discuss and deliberate the perspectives, ignoring for the moment any potential result. Detachment of any result I have discovered a long time ago, and simply have accepted with discernment what paves the way for greater potentials than we could ever imagine for ourselves. This is living in the unknown and experiencing the yet to experience, is it not? For me, then, I am not attached to any part or role anyone plays here. I am now just an observer that hopefully will be able to assist in whatever God is asking of me. I am here to simply share my feelings and experiences in a way that will constructively contribute to this. God's counsel of light and love, not mine. He/she shall be the sole guide, director, and administer of all that shall take place here, each part and each role respectively. It can only be this way if we accept that we are all God expressing our individualization within God's plan. Thank you, Rosa and Archimus. Yes, I did request your presence explicitly for several reasons, some quite obvious to me and some not so. I know that this sort of comment, saying one thing and then seemingly saying another, created a little confusion last time that needed clarification on my part. I apologize once again for that. But when I work in this way, it is like I have two minds operating at the same time. It confuses me also until I allow both to speak their truth/truth, and thus allowing the higher truth to find its level of acceptance within the lower mind, so that peace and understanding is found and then acted upon. I guess it is my way of merging two thought forms of sorts, my ego and my higher self. In your representation within the Melvedec Alliance, I must admit I did not truly expect to have a group of beings that in their own rights did not fully comprehend what was being proposed. The truth is, I never really had any expectations there either. It was all a huge surprise that it was even taking place at all. It too was not planned, it just happened. Coming from my human standpoint, a mere human ant that scurries around the planet doing his thing, I felt there was more resistance from the Pleiades than the other star systems and beings present. I felt that your councils, each time you shared the information discussed in the preceding discourses that was taking place within that alliance, met with deep concern, to the point without any real conclusion within their ranks to ever agree. The councils did agree with the unanimous decision for any decision made by the alliance upon each return to the gathering. Your council's cautions and concerns were great, and for good reason, I have no doubt. It was a very intimate and revealing set of discourses, and Archangel Lucifer, having the ultimate and final say, indeed made a very compelling argument about his role and his connection and purpose on behalf of the Godhead. Yet you, Archimus and Rosa, melted my heart with your truth, honesty, and integrity, all wrapped up in a love, as you shared your council's findings and internal reservations as to the task that was being presented to them by you. You captured my heart, dear souls, and that is why I asked for you to return at this time. I have never spoken to any other Pleiadian representative that I am aware of, and so my heart went out to you. So naturally, I am also aware of the intermediary part that the Pleiades have played within the evolution of humanity in general, but more to the point here within this council, with those who have incarnated upon Earth. You have, like so many, a huge vested interest here. And I am sensing at some level, although I am unable to pinpoint the exact nature of the sense, that our sun and its planetary system is becoming the eighth star of the Pleiades star system, all coming into its natural state of alignment soon. This is another reason I believe that you, the Pleiadian people, have a lot to contribute, acquire, and harvest from this gathering of highly esteemed representatives, which seems to be such an underestimate and inadequate word to describe such beings of light. But that is all I can think of now. Please forgive me. The final reason that I did not leave this representation open for self-appointment by any other group or light being, and many came forward to be acknowledged, was because God placed your names within my mind to call forth. And when an idea is implanted with such directness, clarity, and conviction, with such grace, I have learned not to question, but to respond instantly, trusting that God is guiding me along this journey of deep intimacy within all of his creations, not just those through me. Archimus and Rosa, God desired you to be present. I pray that this gives some explanation as to my motives behind the calling of you both here, specifically. Welcome and thank you for answering this call. Namaste, Archimus and Rosa. Yes, the clarity came pouring through as you were speaking. It was like we were hearing your words, however, at the same time, pictures of love and light instantly expanded, the language far beyond mere words could describe. We are blessed to be here, and we are open to learn and expand ourselves, for we too are evolving. And yes, our sister stars are very much a part of a unified field of cosmic consciousness and pending alignment. It is also true that our councils made some huge shifts as a result of the Melvedec Alliance Council discourses and the power of the human spirit, when applied through the appropriate channels of creative energy. As we have shared once before, we who live in a realm of endless peace and love can become a little insular and contented, always only ever feeling and knowing this love. Although we have many Pleiadians upon the ground on Earth, and we do know of their pain and suffering, not to have personal experience is not the same for us. You, Peter, reminded us of that, and since that time of our remembrance, we have taken grand steps toward even greater compassion toward those who have lost their way on Earth. It was a lesson we lost sight of within our own visions and experiences of life. Bless you for being an instrument of God that has allowed us to remember our roots and divine duties in this evolutionary journey. So much yet to learn. Indeed, we are humbled by the experiences we encounter that open our hearts even more. We shall listen fervently, for this is the first council of this type that we have ever been represented within. We are honored to be here, and we are sure we can assist in finding a resolution to this imbalance upon earth. May we be guided by God with and all around us. We are Rosa and Archimus of the Pleiadian High Council. I did not get a chance to connect again for a few days as Sue was heading off to Scotland to guide a group of 11 women around the country's sacred sites. There was a lot to be done here before she left, so all of such communiques, for me anyway, had to be put aside, so that we could do what we humans have to do, our earthly duties to maintain physical responsibilities. It was not until 2 days after Sue left that I sat back down to tune in again. This time it was the elementals who wished to speak.